Okay.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Right. There's kind of a lot of things like the connections. That's a lot of the kind of that's the theme really of the nice. A lot of the Mephorshim. Like, you know, I mean, it's the Balei Agada, Gadta. Like, you know, Marsha, Maral, and Yaakov. You know, they kind of make a lot of connections between the different pieces, which I thought were all very kind of very nice and inspiring. So number one, yeah, this is kind of a cute little thing, yeah. So we say Miyom Shegavra Agrufa. How do you say Shel Chanufa, right? So the Agrufa is like Agrupa. Agrufa is a fist, yeah. Yeah. But Rashi says that's Koach Kocha Shel Chanufa, yeah. Right. So that's kind of how we begin after the story of Agrippus, right? So that kind of leads us into our discussion about flattery.
Right.
So says the Marasha, right? I just thought it was quite cute. Ulai Shenaptu Hacha Hailishna Agrufa. Why does it use this kind of string? Why does it kind of? Why does it choose that? Yeah, Al Shem Agrippus, Agrufa, Agrippus.
Yeah. So this was actually mentioned.
Hamelach.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Now. Then we carry on and it says Ain Adam. There's various kind of bad consequences. Number two. Yeah. Various bad consequences of flattery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the consequences is Ain Adam Yachol Lomar Maaseh Gedolah Mimaasecha, right? You know, no one can basically kind of go and say, you know, you're not doing the right thing, kind of thing. You can't really give tochacha anymore, yeah. So why is that? So Rashi says, yeah, this is the first thing here. Shemitoch Shelamichu Ba'Ovrei Avera Lamdu Hador Esus Maasehim V'Nim Sekulam Ovrim, yeah. So basically, it turns out that no one can say my Maaseh is better than yours just because everyone's doing a Averus. That's kind of, it's like a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. Yeah, flattery causes a downward spiral, and it ends up being that just everyone's kind of doing a Averus. Says the Marasha, right? Odiyei Shleimah, the Visha Shemeh B'toch Chanufa made Behepuch Ha'emes, right? Can be farshed. Come on. One of the things about Chanufa is, yeah, that good becomes bad and bad becomes good. Right? So it's kind of like it's an upside down world, yeah? So Habi Omrim, right, Lerato the Tov Ra. So therefore you can't really tell anyone that they're doing a bad thing because they're like, no, I'm doing a good thing, yeah? You're the one doing a bad thing, yeah? You holier than the kind of like kind of person, yeah? So basically that's another good shot in terms of the destruction that Chanufa brings. Okay. So now that takes us on to number three, which is that all of a sudden there's kind of a surprise in the middle of a sugya where all of a sudden we're told it's actually mutter. It's mutter to flatter
right,
people,
that was
right?
Yeah.
So kind of what's going on with that? Like, this is such a terrible thing, but it's mutter to do. Like, okay, so now we all know kind of the qualifications, but it's just good to see that kind of that spelt inside in the Mepharshim. So this is number three, yeah? So why is it permitted to flatter in this world? That's the obvious question. Now we've seen how bad flattery is, yeah? So let's start with, I saw this in the Be'er Sheva, right? It's a kind of, a quoted Achron, yeah, as well. So it's quite interesting what he says. So he says, this is the first one, number three. Eino etzei lamar shemuta, right? She yishabech l'rashayim, right? B'midus hara'u shenogim hen, yeah? Oh, yes, okay, So I think, maybe I'll spell this out. So this is just kind of seeing an Achron kind of also reinforce what you were saying, yeah? But, don't think that this is trying to say that the actual kind of bad type of flattery is mutter. It's obviously not mutter to tell a Rasha, oh, what you're doing is great, yeah? That's obviously clearly, that's not what we mean when we say mutter to lach nifrashayim in this world. Dim kain husosa hapasuk, right? Because obviously, we've said that it's a terrible thing, yeah? Ela et selamah sha'afar pi sha'asa l'chabed es rashayim, right? The fi she Hashem sona shehem sona Hashem. Yeah, that even though you would have thought you're not even allowed to kind of honor them in any way. Why? Because they're the other side. They're on the other side's camp. Right? They're the people who hate Hashem. Yeah. Bekomakom, right? L'rishayim shiadam tekifa. We're just on number three. We're kind of explaining now. Like this is really what was spelled out by Eliyahu anyway. Yeah. But it's just nice to kind of sit inside. This is the question we're dealing with, is why is it permitted at the end of the day? Flattery is so destructive, so terrible. Why is it permitted to flatter Rishayim? So he's saying that don't Hashem think that this is the kind of flattery where you're telling a person that the bad things they do is good. That's for sure not permitted, yeah? But rather, here you would have thought you can't even honor them because at the end of the day, they're on the other side, yeah? They're against Hashem. Bekomakom, the Rishayim Shiyadam Tekifa, right? Rishayim who are, their hand is strong, yeah? V'asham sachechet lahem, right? And right now they're playing, you know, they're doing well, yeah. Mutal chabdan, right? Mirasam. You're allowed to. This is kind of a narrow thing. You're allowed to honor them out of fear, right? come out la'anshezeroa, right? Like people who are strong and you know, and you kind of, you know, you have to give them a certain amount of honor to kind of save yourself. Avaloma avaso, but you shouldn't be honoring them because you really love them. Yeah, you should know inside this guy, he's on the other side. I really don't like him. I just have to honor him because I have to honor him, right? Kamosha asa Yaakov le'esav. Okay, now says the Maharal, yeah. So this is the next one on number three. He says Peirush ki mashi yesh l'rishayim hatzlacha b'lam. Right, the fact that we see with some rishayim, yeah, are very successful people in this world, yeah. Who kamo chanufa? So what's that like? That is itself an act of chanufa. This is a geshmak pshat Maharal. Ready for this? He said the fact that you see they're being successful, that is itself an act of chanufa. Right, nechshav she'ein lezelahem b'midas yosha, because according to, you know, the straight and the truth, yeah, they should not be successful. They should be completely failing in everything they do. Shashem yisbarach hechlik lehem. Right. So why is this happening? Why is it they're successful? Says the Maharal, it's because Hashem, right, you know, gives them good stuff, yeah. Kedela Torah mina olam, yeah. That's the way the world works. Hashem gives them success and bounty, yeah, in order to drive them from the world, yeah. Hmm. Right, i.e. that they use up all their credit in this world, mm-hmm. and then, you know, there's nothing left in olam abba. Devazeh hu kachanufa. And that itself is like a form of chanufa, right? Well, the fichach says the Maharal, that is why we're taking precedent, we're taking cue from Hashem, says the Maharal.
It's a little problematic, this because it's pretty much discounts any chanufa. Because you're usually doing it because the priest Hashem gave him something good.
Right.
You were sent down, why Hashem made him king? Why? He wouldn't have destroyed the king.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a powerful term that you I agree with your question. But the Shah Masakakis Lahem is like that everything's going right though. Maybe it's like a really, you know,
it's a fine line.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah, no comment. Fine. I still think it's based, yeah. I'm saying I brought this after Be'er Sheva because I think what Rabbi Yehoshua said, yeah, the thing she said at the beginning is that we're not flattering their bad acts, yeah, we're just kind of honoring them.
I can't remember saying this.
that
was the worst. No,
They say it was specifically the fact that he'd become king illegitimately, and then he felt like he really shouldn't have been forcing myself to be king, I'm not really fitting, he's reading Pesukim. They're like, no, you're fine, you're okay, you're good, you're a brother, you're good to be king. But anyway, this is a very kishmak thing, that why would it be permitted? So, like, okay, so first of all, it's more limited what the flattery is, yeah? It's just the Be'er Sheva makes it clear that it's not praising their bad deeds, it's just, you know, giving them honor. And he said, because Shama Sachechen Lahem, right? They're succeeding, and he points out that it has to be out of fear. But the Maharal is kind of saying a bit more, you're right, and it's fine. Like, he's saying, well, if they're being successful, then clearly that's like Hashem is flattering them, you're just taking Hashem's cue kind of thing, yeah? Okay, so let's carry on. Oh no, this is a question I was bothered by. So it says, "Mutalachnif," right? You're allowed to flatter people. Why? Because it says this pasuk, right? Lo yikore od lenaval nadiv. Yeah, it won't be called anymore. Someone who's despicable won't be called like a generous, good person kind of thing. Yeah. So I was bothered by just, you know, how does that tell us that flattery is permitted? Like, you know. Maybe it's just that they were doing like the wrong thing, yeah, and calling them a nadiv, yeah. So the Maharshar is actually kind of sensitive to this, yeah. He says, right, umashmale lo yikare, right. He says that lashon of it won't be called anymore, right. Lo yikare means lashon issa v'lav, right. So i.e. it will no longer be an issa to call a novel a nadiv, right. Below lashon nevuah, right. Not that it won't be an issa, it'll be, i.e., it's kind of lo yikare is you shouldn't do that. So it will no longer, you know, you won't need to say that anymore, right? Lo yikare od lenaval nadiv, yeah? So i.e., right now, right, then that it's being done. It's melashon issa v'heta.
I mean, you should.
Well, it's saying now it's muta, right? Because lo yikare, yeah? Oh, it's melashon issa v'heta, yeah? Right?
Is he saying that in the future it will be
Aser? Yeah, yeah.
that's a little.
Well, yeah, it's a funny thing. Yeah, you're right.
I think that in the future,
how is it awesome?
It won't be necessary.
Won't be necessary. I agree. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You're right. Well, he's addressing this problem. He's saying in the future it'll be asked to do, but right now it's mutter. The lomen lashon nevuah, and he's coming mufurish to exclude what we were thinking. It's not just saying now it's done. Maybe you know in future that won't be done anymore, right?
I think he's going to add another lav in the future. It's also
It's interesting that. Is that add another love? Don't be mechabit anymore. Mm-hmm. And it could be like we were saying before in the Maharal, because at the end of the day, why is it that we're able to mechabit Rishayim?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're following Hashem, because it's l'torodam min ha'olam. So that in future they won't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in future, don't be mechabit them anymore.
Right?
Not even love. In the future, the love of Yisov, Hanukkah, there isn't love now.
Well, remember, this is only there is a love of Chanufa, it's just a said type of Chanufa. Not all committed. Anyway, he points out to Imkein Maravuse. He's saying, because if it's telling you that it's kind of a bit saying, if all it was trying to tell you is people won't be called, like, you won't be called a novel anymore, a nativ anymore. He's saying that's obvious, yeah? So it has to be telling you, not only are they in the future, no Lama Ba, whatever it is, Motu Mashiach, I'm not sure what it's referring to, right? But not only would it be that they're not cool, but actually it's now going to be Asa to be Mechabit them. It's now going to be Asa to flatter them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more he's saying that because of the Lashon Ha'av, the future of me, he's saying that now is permissible, not just to make it go out later.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's just the implication.
He's just saying that. Okay, so.
Yeah. So the Yad David, I won't read the Yad David inside. He kind of tries to, he asks the question, named the Rashba, interestingly, His answer is basically a historical answer. Maybe this is a good thing. I know you have to know the history, But he says, outside, he says that here, this is from Navi Yeshaya, right? Mm-hmm. This pasuk. And he says Yeshaya was speaking at the time of Chezkiah, right? Mm-hmm. Who was obviously a very righteous king. We know that, yeah? So he mm-hmm. just wants to suggest, the fact that he says lo yikareo novel nodiv, that he says it must be right that in the times of it, the implication would be that in the times of Chezkiah, right, it's mutter, because otherwise it wouldn't have been done, because they were very righteous in those times. So it can't be just saying right, lo yikareo now in the times of Chezkiah they do these terrible things, but in the future it won't be done. So he couldn't. He's just historically that it wouldn't make sense that was shut. So it must be LMI, right? That now, right now in times of Chesed, we see it's mutter to do. I mean, it's you're allowed to be mechabed, Rishayim. But in the future, you should know that won't happen anymore. So it's kind of like a historical answer,
mm-hmm.
which is quite interesting. Yeah. Okay, now next one, number five. Yeah, I won't go through all these three. Yeah, but there's a bit of a question. Yeah, when it says right, Kol Adam Sheish Bechanufa, it says. That even ubarim, embryos will curse them, right?
Yeah, he mentioned it. Something else though, right?
Well, I wonder. Let's see if some of these ideas that come in here could be connected. And it carries on, and then it says, and also, that's that. Remember, these are the members Af, Uber, and the next one is Gehenna, right? Then someone who does flatter will fall into Gehenna, right? So the question is, why Dafka? What's going on with the Ubarim are going to curse? Like, why is it Afili Ubarim? What's the special about Ubarim? Yeah. So says the Marasha, well, is that? And Rafilu Ubarim, right, became governor Yitzirus Liba Murachok Yitzirus Pihem. So he says that basically, when an Uber is formed, he explains that initially the first thing that is kind of the center, it comes and goes from the center outwards. So first of all, it's like the heart, And then the last thing to be formed, so to speak, is the mouth. Why? Because it's only when they're born that they actually have that co-op of their mouth, So he says, Yitzirus Pihem, Shubaleb Nivra Mitchila, Kamosh Kasubiuma, the Kol Midi Matsudusa Mitzah. Right, everything is formed from the middle. But a peh ena nivra ad sheyetz la'aveh olam. But the peh really is only so to be created once it's born and it can speak. Shaz piyah patuach, right? Kedam ribanida, right? So even though that's the case, filu hachi, so i.e., The pair isn't really there yet. Yeah? So this is the finish. I feel all burrow. Even still, they're makalalim also, right? They're still cursing him. So that's the whole point. Ubarim are not able to curse. Yeah, it's just so the fact that you have gone and changed and turned around, right? You're making MS Sheker and Sheker MS, yeah? Right. So Ubarim, who can't speak, so to speak, and they yet don't even yet have a mouth, they're going to be the ones to curse you because it's everything is being turned on its head, and things which are impossible, like it's a false, so to speak, are becoming true, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it's alluding to, yeah? And this is the second thing. For Omer the Rush at Sadik, yeah. And also he's saying, right, the Rush is a Sadik. Mm-hmm. Now this is the Gishmak point. The Zeha Uba Nishba, and the Uba we know is made to take an oath when it's born, right? Shia Sadik, that he's going to be a Sadik, right? Below Russia.
Right.
That is the oath that an embryo is forced to take. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you are going around and telling a Russia that he's a tzaddik,
right.
So who's going to curse you? The one who's taken a shvua that he should dafka be a tzaddik and not a Russia, because you're messing everything around, messing everything up. Okay. So let's kind of, there's other kishmak pshat you can see in there, but they're all dealing with this question of why the uber and the Maharal has a kishmak pshat, he links it in to Kehenim. See inside, I won't go through every single one there, yeah. Now the Maharal, the beautiful thing about Maharal is he connects every single part. So just 6 and 7, he connects everything. So he says, Bein tevelas nishmas, yeah. Why is that? Yeah. So says the Maharal, this is number 6. Perish ki nechshav gam kin tevelaso, right? Ke'ilu haya ha-chanufa, right? So the connection with chanufa is, that you know what, you know, if you're doing chanufa, that means you're saying something that's just not true, yeah? You're saying false is true and true is false, yeah? And it's just kind of to flatter people, it's not genuine, yeah? So what's Hashem going to be like? When he hears your tefillah, he's going to say, that's just chanufa, you're telling me that I'm great, yeah? But then you were just saying to a Rasha just a few moments ago that he's great, yeah? What kind of tefillah is that? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ki nechshav gam kin tefillah, so ki ilu haya chanufa. Ve'ein ha-tefillah rak im mitpalel ma'omek alev. Real tefillah is where you're genuine and you're doubling from the depths of your heart. Yeah? Ve'ein ha-omek alev la-hachnif, right? Ki im minasafa minasfa u-mechutz. Chanufa is just, internally you know that this guy is a rotten to the core, yeah? And disgusting nabal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just saying you're a nadiv, yeah? You're just being machnikim, yeah? Mm-hmm. So of course your tefillah is not going to be heard because, basically you're someone who's just saying on the outside something which is completely false and therefore it affects your tefillah as well. So, and then he carries on, he says, well, why is it that you're going to limp, that a person is going to, if you're machnik someone, you're going to fall into their hands, yeah? So this is, listen, look at this. This is number 7. This is the Maharal, yeah? So he says, Hatamhu ki Rasha misnaged lekol tzaddik. Because basically we live in different worlds. You've got a Rasha and a tzaddik. And they're against each other. They're on opposite camps, yeah? Ki heim hafeichim, right? They're opposites, right? B'kasher hafeichim kol echad omed b'chez kaso b'k'duvaso. So when they're opposites and they're in the right place, yeah, we know who's who. This is on the blue side and this is on the red side, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they're separate, yeah? They're separate sides of the boxing ring, yeah? As ein ha'alef nim sabiyad ha'echa, ha'achen, right? So they're foes and they're against each other and they're separate and one won't be in the hands of the other, right? Aval ha'machnif the Russia, but when you're machnif a Russia, right? Ashe misnaged elav, right? But it should say bevadai besof nim sabiyado, yeah. So therefore you're basically going and you're pulling yourself together with him, yeah. So therefore, right, for sure you're going to fall into his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole pshat, yeah. Instead of being connected him and separate from him, you're kind of almost joining him. So therefore, it makes sense you're going to fall into his hands, into his power, into his control.
What he said about tefillah, it's a very scary thing. There's people on his fellow saying, Hashem, I know you can whack me and do whatever you want to do, but I'm saying these good things to you. But I'm doing it for because
you
love Hashem.
It's scary, yeah.
It's a very tough thing.
Right. I mean, that's the thing about the Maharal. He's saying these things are natural consequences of basically what you're doing. Yeah. These punishments, they're not.
Isn't it like it seems like the overall, the overall kafana of a guy that's flattering Russia, not necessarily, he's not at, for example, it's not in a situation where he's flattering, is because sometimes there's some form of like, it's a transaction, meaning if I flattered him, I might gain something from him. which means that I feel like, you know, like as in this guy can control my destiny in terms of I can gain something from him. Therefore, you're taking a coach profile out of the equation. Therefore, a coach profile in terms of why would he not listen to your prayers, because you're like, you're putting your destiny of into an evil person. Coach profile would say, Lehefuch.
Yeah, you're going to have to fall into his hands to
actually understand.
Very, very nice. That's a beautiful shot. I mean, that's kind of an extension of the Maharal. But that's the way the Maharal is going, basically. It's that kibun the Maharal is saying, basically, that you know you are creating your own rod by doing that. You make your own bed, so to speak. Yeah.
Any politician who never know what he's saying to his interview just want to get
So the last one here. So it says Kol Eidash Yesh Bechanufa Meusak Nida. Right. Mm-hmm. So the question is, one of the interesting things here is it switches from people to an Eida.
Right.
Right. So why is it kind of switching to an Eida? And why is it Meusak Nida? So I saw the Kiran Ora, and then I saw the Ian Yaakov, who says a similar kind of thing. So he says Hosef Ode Begodol Onsha Shel Chanufa. Right, we add further to the greatness of the punishment of Chanufa. Kiafilu Eida. Right now, what's an Eida? Hanu Beisara. That's 10 people. Right, to show Aleim Ruach Kedusha. 10 Jews. We know automatically once you have 10 Jews, you have a ruach of Hashem, yeah, a ruach of kedusha, the Shechina, yeah. Kemosha Amruzal, right? Kol be asara, right? Shechinta Sharia, right? Whenever you've got 10 Jews, you've got an aspect of the Shechina there, yeah. So, but Avon Chanufa, yeah, even still, yeah, because of the severity of Chanufa, still Meusahi, right? Kenida Hanetzevis Mibala, right? That we become despicable, like a nida that's kind of put aside, so to speak, by her husband. Yeah, kein hei na'azavim mekedusha shel mala. So even though we should, you know, we're an Eider, and an Eider automatically has the Shechina, but even despite that kind of that norm of how it should work, right, we're me'usa kenida, which means that's our relationship of a husband and a wife is like the relationship of Hashem and us. Yeah, that's the thing. So we become me'usa kenida, and even though we should have the Shechina, if we have an Eider, still Hashem will push us off, so to speak. We'll become despicable like an idiot.
Right.
If you call it back to Agrippus, that's why they closed the court, because they were an Eider there.
Ah, right, right. And that's why it was so severe, because they were an Eider at the time. Also, mm-hmm. Yeah, Nachon. Yeah, anyway, lots of stuff spoken about. And.